Hello. Merry everything and happy always. Happy almost 2024. We just have a day in between where we are now and the new year, right? Happy almost new year. It's how are you all doing? How was Christmas? I had a Christmas miracle, honestly, and I was just here now outside walking, and as we tend to do, I was focusing on things and stuff, and God said to me, why are you looking at all those things? Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on the things I just done for you recently. Keep your eyes on things that will keep you grateful. And he was right. And the moment I switched my thinking to that, you know, I felt way better. I don't know why we always focus on either things in the past or go too far into the future. When we have the ability with the help of the Holy Spirit to just focus on now, and even if we want to go into the past, we should go to things that we can thank God about, right? Anyway, so my Christmas miracle in summary was that my last born son, on his way to his sister's, forgot his backpack in an Uber. Oh my gosh. In New York. Can you imagine? Now you know that we know that we know that the chances of recovering that backpack were impossible. I mean, I've forgotten my water bottle in an Uber here in Lagos, and I've not seen it since then ever. You will go through Uber, you will call, they will tell you, they told the driver to get in touch with you. Nothing will happen. And there's really nothing you can do about it, which was what was happening with my son. He reported to Uber, use their apps, help center, all of that. He will call you. Nothing. Eventually had to go, thanks to two human angels that I got in touch with. Thank you so much, Biodun. Thank you so much, Kennedy. You know, just let me sidestep something. You know you have good friends if you haven't spoken to them in years, or you need help and you contact them and they just rise up to the occasion like you spoke to them yesterday. This is what these two gentlemen did for me and my son, and I'm so grateful to them both. And when I thank them, they're just like brushing me off, that what are you talking about, this is our son. So thank you guys if you listen to this. Anyway, so thanks to Kennedy, he advised us to go report it to the police at the precinct near where it happened, and we did that. Anyway, all of this, first day, second day, third day, try to imagine how you'll be trying, try to imagine what Anakin was going through over there in New York, and me, what I was going through over here in Nigeria, trying to calm him down, you know, inspire him to have faith, inspire him to stay hopeful, you know. And he's Gen Z. I don't have to say anything more, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I kept my faith. It's not like at some point I wasn't afraid, but I kept my faith that no, God is the God of the impossible. And nothing, this was not beyond him at all. And I'm very grateful to share with you today, to the glory of God and the shame of the devil, and to the faith boosting, I believe, of my children and anyone around me that has heard about this testimony, that on the eighth day, the day after Christmas, this Uber driver, just like I had prayed, I said he will call Anyekan and ask him for an address and bring the backpack to him. And the miracle within the miracle is that the backpack was right there on the floor of the back seat where Anyekan had dropped it all that while, and no other passenger had taken it in all that time. Even the Uber driver told Anyekan that you're lucky, you're really lucky. And I said to him, it's not about luck, it's about the favor of God, it's about the mercy of God, it's about the grace of God. So anyway, that was one of the things that God was reminding me on as I walked this morning. I say I've just enjoyed that miracle. I've just enjoyed seeing God pull out the stops for me. So what is there in 2024 that should frighten me? Something that people thought was impossible. And just like that, I can't even begin to explain what God has saved me from. How would I have managed Anyekan? through it all. Yeah, maybe eventually we'll have gotten over it, but his retainers were in there for his teeth, you know, his laptop was in there, all his music was in there, his expired passport that we're trying to renew was in there. Just imagine the layers of things we'll have had to do to make this okay. Anyway, so please join me in thanking God for being our impossibility specialist, you know. But over the Christmas, I was thinking a lot about the reasons for the season and how God loves us so much that he reduced himself to the level of a whole helpless baby in the hands of a teenage mom somewhere just to kick off his plan of salvation for us. And I sat with myself and I was like, do I really understand, you know, what that means? Because there's none of us here who is parents or who desires to be a parent and you eventually become a mom or a dad, and they say because of love of somebody out there, some stranger who doesn't even know you, doesn't even reckon with you, that because of that person out there you're going to sacrifice your own son. Who does that? Nobody. I've not asked anybody that question ever, and they've told me, yes, I'm going to sacrifice my child to save you. So I spent a lot of time thinking about that and wondering, you know, if we really understood what God really did for us. And this is something that he did. He had already had this plan in his mind way before the world, the foundations of the world, way before you and I were born. But he had a plan to save us because he loves us so much. I wonder if we really understand this love that we enjoy. Because if we do, then why do we go around moping when we don't have the love of another human being like ours? We have the love of all loves. And he loves the best. He knows us the best, so he knows how we need to be loved. You know? Anyway, so my whole podcast was going to be about that. About, do you really understand what John 3:16 really means? Layer by layer by layer. And I had a whole other story analogy to drive it home, which I've kind of delved into a little bit. But there was something that my dear Temi Tope shared with me, and she shared it, and you know, she went away, she came to do my makeup, and she just said it's something that her pastor had told her. And this morning as I was walking, thinking about the new year, it came back to me again, and I was like, this is what I'm gonna talk about for the next 3 to 5 minutes. You see, this new year we're all going into, sometimes we make it look as if, okay, 2023 is gone, this 2024, I mean it now, it's going to be new slate, I'm gonna do new things, new goals, I'm gonna make up for all the time I've lost in the past, all the things I couldn't do in 2023, I'm gonna grow spiritually, I'm gonna save more, I'm gonna, you know, take care of my body more, I'm gonna be more present at home, I'm gonna try to understand the people I love, I'm gonna try to understand them better. We have all these resolutions or goals or, you know, things we have on our vision boards, and I love vision boarding, and I'm actually going to do that this year. I didn't do it last year. But here's the truth of the matter, and this is what Temi Tope said to me. I'll be paraphrasing. That, you see, no matter how new the new year is, if you carry your old self into that new year, nothing is going to change. The year becomes new when you yourself are transformed into the new person you need to be as you go into that new year. Let me repeat. No matter how new 2024 is going to be, if I carry my old salt into that new year, I might as well just be continuing 2023, going on. Because the new year is as new as you are becoming new in those areas where you want to change. The new year will only be new for you if you make up your mind today that, okay, this is what I want to be in 2024. What must I change about myself to be able to become that person, therefore do those things? It's a very simple conversation we have to have with ourselves. As God will help me, somehow I didn't make the connection when she said it, but that's kind of like the process I've been on since I, you know, like that time I was ill from September into December. I'm just coming out of that and just saying to myself, you know what, this has to stop. I have to make some decisions. And I had to be brutal with myself and just decide, okay, you know, what is really important to you in this life, in this season of your life, Salt? And I've made some real hardcore decisions that only me and my God can fully understand. But see, that's the only way that my 2024 is actually going to be a new year for me. So I'd like to encourage you to join me. Let's continue this conversation with ourselves, sitting with our God, and say, okay, this is what we want to be and do in 2024. So therefore, this has to change. That has to go. This relationship is no longer needed. This particular behavior, God must help me with it. I must, in a day, this is how my day must be. I wake up at this time, spend time with my God, exercise my body. You know, you have to be intentional. Is all I have to say. Whatever it is you want is not going to fall on your head, fall into your laps. So while I'm not making resolutions or anything like that, my focus is on me in all four quadrants of my life that are important to me. I'm focusing on what has to change so that when I step into the 2024, it will indeed be a new season, a new year. And God has been ringing it in my ear over and over. That Salt, I'm taking to a new season, taking to a new season. And I've been asking, new how? Now I get it. And as I progress into the new year, by the grace of God, it will become even clearer and clearer. But I'm just starting with the baby steps. And one of the things that I'm doing, and I'd like to share with you as well, one key thing I'm doing is I'm going to stop looking for my salvation in the hands of other people, or my validation in the hands of other people. No. Or I'm going to stop looking for somebody to apologize to me, or somebody to value me. No. Why? I'm already valued by God. So whether they call me or they don't call me, they check on me, they don't check on me. No. I love something Phoebe Idahosa said. She says that you don't look for other people to give you value or significance or whatever. You have to realize that you are the image bearer of God. You are made in the image of God. So you are valuable. You are significant already by yourself. You don't need to look for it on the outside of you. Anyway, so that's my almost 2024 Salt Talks podcast with you. I don't know if I'll be doing another one before we get into 2024. So if I don't, happy new year. And I do hope that 2024 will really be a new year for you, because you'll be going into it with your new self and your new way of being and doing, to the glory of God, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Happy New Year. Thank you for spending under 15 minutes with me. Did anything resonate with you? Please feel free to share. Well, if not, see you on the other side. See you in 2024. God bless you. Stay lifted and hold fast to your saltiness. Glory be to God.